Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence for this show today. I'm going to be answering your top spirituality questions. I do this once a month, and I greatly appreciate the questions you submit and sharing what's on your mind. You are asking questions for many people who are listening, and it's an honor to be able to assist you on your spiritual path and with timely, relevant information. Today is April 30th. What a month April has been. I feel that there were a lot of big changes, a lot of emotions coming up for many people, deeply buried emotions that you maybe thought were complete, and they came back around again. Many people had some deep experiences with partnerships and relationships, and there was also this undercurrent of something being complete or something coming to your awareness that you feel you're done with and you want to strike out on a new chapter in your life. These are some of the things I heard from clients and I heard from people in my life. So if you resonate with any of those themes, please know that it is global and that we're living in a very dynamic time of change. The best thing about right now is that the rest of this year has a very different energy signature. It's going to be a bit more stable. We're going to have some new opportunities, some exciting developments, more alignment, more, I see it as, I'm seeing it as a straight line. It's truly being more in alignment with who you are, support for going in the direction that is best for you. So know that whatever came up in April for that grabbed your attention, that came up to your awareness in a very powerful way, it's all happening for your best and highest good. Absolutely. You know, when we're in the middle of change or in the middle of an intense or emotional issue, it can be hard to know that, but I want to reassure you that everything is unfolding and chances are you're being led to something even more amazing than you could have ever imagined. So just a perspective to hold there in your space and to hold in your heart. A few announcements, as always, and then we'll dive into the spirituality questions. I'm going to be offering you a new free ebook very soon. It's called Guided by Your Light, Ridiculously Loving and Celebrating Yourself. This ebook will be available to everyone on my email list, so click on over to ConsciousCoolChic.com and you will be hooked up with this new ebook. It's really designed to support you in practical ways and to give you some more insights about what is happening right now, some of our overall themes, and just ways to connect with your self-love as we move through this dynamic era. And also, I have another class coming up. If you are a spiritual professional, a healer, a metaphysical coach, or author, there's so many wonderful spiritual businesses out there, you'll want to register for Author Awesomeness. These are free marketing courses every 2 weeks, and the next class is going to be about expanding your platform, expanding who you connect with, and doing that in a way that is effective for your business, because there isn't one way to do that for every business. So I'm going to help you figure out what is best for you and your business. So sign up for Author Awesomeness. And again, that is on consciouscoolchic.com. So let's take a look at these awesome questions that you sent in, because they're so timely and so relevant right now. The very first question, and this is key. This is an integral part of spiritual growth. How can I trust my intuition more? And this is such a big topic, and I know it's so important for many, many, many of you. And for me, I mean, it's something that we're always practicing. And here are some tips for trusting your intuition more. The first thing is, please know that it is an ongoing practice. It is something that you continually work with, and very rarely is it completely done, meaning you'll find yourself in situations feel a little bit trickier to trust your intuition, or you'll be in certain life situations that may seem harder to trust your intuition. So please know that this is a muscle that we continually grow and develop. And at the same time, it's quite simple to develop that muscle. The ways to trust your intuition more involve getting quiet and sitting with yourself. And imagine you have one option on your left hand and another option on your right hand. Which hand are you drawn to? Or perhaps if you have three options, see them all lined up on a table. And which one do you feel your energy rise to meet, meaning you get excited? Conversely, where do you feel your energy sink? And that is one of the surest ways to trust yourself. Now, keep in mind that when you do that, your mind will jump in to evaluate, because that's what our minds are trained to do. So your mind will want to list pros and cons, yes or no. Your mind will want to give you feedback and to say, yes, you should do this because blah, 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 which could be the logical understanding. But your intuition is not, by definition, logical. It's that something you can't explain. It's that it just feels better to do this, or I just feel like this is the right choice. And this takes practice, and it's, like I said, it's ongoing. You know, I can tell you that I use my intuition all the time when I am connecting with people to work on projects or to work on events. I work with a lot of people out in the world, and there are some people that just aren't a fit, and I'll know that when I'm talking with them. I will maybe get distracted, or I won't be excited, or the energy will feel a little heavy. And so I'll know that right when I'm in the situation, the meeting, the conversation, any of that. The information is usually quite accurate. And what I found from my own experience is that if I don't listen to that message, it will grow stronger as that partnership or project progresses. And I'll find myself then wanting to lessen my commitment or, I just won't have time for it. And that's because it goes back to that first intuitive hit that this isn't right for me. So look at that for yourself. Where have you had those experiences in your life where you realized you had the intuitive hit or feeling or gut check that something wasn't right, but you allowed your mind to overwrite it, which is fine. It's just normal. It's part of our human experience to have that happen. And it was later on down the path that you understood, oh, my intuition was right. Everyone has this ability. Everybody has intuition. Everyone has that gut level feeling about something, and it's always that something you can't explain. So trust the feeling. And you can do that in little ways. You can do that when you're out in the world having conversations with people. You could do that when you go into a shop or a store. Where are you drawn to in the store? Just trust your intuition. Go to the section of the store that feels right for you. It's something that you tune into, but you have to make the conscious choice to tune into it. And usually you can play with it in a way where you get some great feedback pretty quickly. So keep an eye on who you interact with. Keep an eye on your energy levels and make time to get quiet, to trust that voice that you hear. And to meditation is great. Just being very quiet. And actually, I always see it as a visual of going into your solar plexus, which is your belly, and the third chakra, and just literally doing a gut check. That is your gut. But just seeing how does it feel. So I strongly recommend making that a part of every interaction, conversation, wherever you find yourself with a question. Tune into what your intuition says and trust it. Because I find that it's the trusting it, people start to doubt. So when you trust your intuition, it's requiring you to take action on that message. And speaking your truth from that place. So there are so many different scenarios this can happen in, but know that you have every right to trust your intuition, and you have every right to voice your truth, your opinion, and your feedback about something that serves you, that is for your best and highest good. So I hope that helps get clear and also paint a realistic picture of how this is an ongoing, dynamic experience, and that it's a wonderful ability that everybody has. So let's move on to our second question here. This one is from Kim. And Kim says, how do I forgive my brother when I really cannot accept what he did to me? I have been struggling with this relationship all of my life, and now I'm tired of the issues between us. And Kim, I can feel this heaviness. I can feel how this is affecting you. And I feel it as being in your mind, as being a very mental issue that you're trying to wrap your mind around. And I also feel it as almost like a hole in your heart. It's draining your heart. that energy there. It's almost like an emotional leak, an energetic leak. And it feels like, you know, it's interesting because it feels like you are sincere about the forgiveness aspect of this, but I also feel that there's a part of you that is feeling a sense of power in your anger and in your reaction, and that it's actually more that you're connected to that sense of power rather than a sense of forgiveness. And so this is a dynamic to look at in yourself. If you're feeling a power coming from the anger, the hurt, those lower vibrational places that we can stay stuck in, and we can unconsciously be holding that energy, because they're afraid to let go of that sense of power. It's a false power, though. It's not your true power. It's not your true full power, because your true full power is in love. It's in a connection to that God love, that God strength love. And I feel that there is this fear of letting go of your anger, because the anger provides a boundary. And it's a very clear boundary. You are wrong, I am right. Or you hurt me, I have the hurt. It's almost like it creates this barrier. And I feel that, Kim, that barrier is actually keeping you in a prison. And it's locking you in. And that's your frustration, is the self-created prison of false power. And so, again, I can feel how heavy this is for you. And what I recommend, Kim, is understanding that whatever transpired between you and your brother, and whatever soul contracts were in place, lessons and healing opportunities are there, that ultimately you have a choice to make, and that choice can lead you to your love power, or it can keep you in your false power. When you forgive someone, you're not saying it's okay. You're not saying it's acceptable. You're not saying I agree, because I feel in this situation, that there's a lot of stuff that happened that, of course, you wouldn't. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. But that's not what you're saying. What you're really wanting to do, Kim, is, the forgive is forgiving away. Giving away. Giving away that energy. You're giving away what no longer serves you. You're saying, I don't want to carry this. I don't want this to weigh me down. I don't want this to be a part of my life experiences anymore in terms of the anger or the inner power struggle. So this, by the way, Kim, this is a huge part of your spiritual growth at this time and just in your life. And if you can recognize it in that way, it's going to help you detach from the emotional turmoil on some level, and you're going to see it as, okay, this is a spiritual growth opportunity. I'm healing. I am learning. I am moving forward because of the situation with my brother. And so you have a choice to make, Kim, and it's a choice that only you can make. And it's deciding to no longer engage in that inner power struggle and to work through the anger, the hurt, resentment, vulnerability, pain, sadness, grief. I mean, there's a lot there, but that's all workable. Like, that's all stuff you can work through, but you can't work through it if you really don't want to. So the choice you're making is to truly let it go and make that commitment to yourself by saying, I will no longer carry this false sense of power. I love myself too much, and I am opening up to higher understandings around this relationship. Forgiveness is such a big ongoing lesson for many, many, many people. In fact, I would say every human being has to work with forgiveness on some level. I feel, Kim, that you're... Okay, I would recommend for you to work with EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, tapping, to move the energy through you, to work with your physical body to not hold on to all of these feelings, because you don't even understand how much you're holding on to. Like, it's a sense that it's a lot. So you want to work with it physically. Any kinds of physical healing modalities that will move energy, such as acupuncture, acupressure, Reiki, massage, you know, anything. There's so many of them. Those would be part of your forgiveness practice. And then the rest would be truly expressing from your heart how you really feel, whether that is writing it out or speaking out loud to yourself or whatever. You need to get it out, and it needs to be from your heart, not from your ego. It has to literally be, I am angry because, I am hurt because, this was painful because, I feel. It's truly a heart expression. And then after that, I would also, you know, recommend that you work on compassion for your brother, understanding that he is learning as well, that he is a person who is trying his best, that chances are he never meant to be as painful as he was. He never meant to cause you pain. He didn't mean the hurt. It wasn't actually malicious or intentional. It was more a reflection of his unconscious wounds and that you were the target. So this is going to be a process for you. It is going to have a few different phases. It's going to be incredibly worthwhile. I feel that when you get to another phase of this forgiveness work, Kim, you're going to feel huge relief. And I'm seeing it's like coats, like winter coats peeling off of you, because you're literally no longer carrying that burden anymore. So, yeah, you just need to know that it was never personal. And, you know, that's one of the things about working with forgiveness, is that you realize it never really was personal. So just to have that in your psyche can really help. And there's that wonderful book. Oh, it's Four Agreements. I recommend that book, Four Agreements, that could help you move this energy. Thank you, Kim. That was a wonderful, perfect question, because, again, all of us deal with forgiveness, and there are many people listening who will benefit from your question. Thank you. Okay, the next question. The ferry disaster in South Korea really affected me. It was hard to watch the news, and yet I felt compelled to watch the news and send love and light to every parent who is trying to find their child. Molly, why do young souls choose to die this way? Oh, gosh, it's such a good question that I'm just honoring the question. This is from David. David, thank you for asking this, because I believe it's so important right now to make this connection between real-world events and our spiritual practices, our spiritual growth. Everything has a higher purpose. Everything is connected to God. Everyone is connected to God. And when we are watching these traumatic events unfold, our human selves forget that. Our human selves ask these questions about the parents, the children, the rescuers. And of course, the bigger question of why do these events happen? And there's a few reasons for this, David. on a soul level, we choose our birth and we choose our departure. And there are groups of souls who come in for different purposes to help humanity, to help others grow, to help all of us understand that we're all connected and that we are, our time is limited here on the planet. For these groups, for this young, these young kids, and by the way, some of them are very old souls, very old souls, and there were a few purposes. Whenever one of these events occurs, we see such widespread media attention. It is related to some type of heart consciousness energy for the planet, meaning we are reminded of our connections to each other, because when you see that parent beside themselves with grief, do you not relate to them as a parent? Do you not relate to their experience of losing or having a child and not knowing when that child is? And so the role of the parents connects parents, and it's very grounding, right? It makes you think, I have my children, and I love them, and they are precious to me. How would I feel? So it creates this heart connection. It creates connections to how precious our lives are, how short our time here is on the planet, and that we never know how long we have, and we never know, you know, when we'll say goodbye. And so who do you need to appreciate? Who do you need to love? Who do you need to have gratitude for being in your life? That's another part of this heart consciousness energy. It unites us. Also, the oceans, that's coming through, the power of water on our planet, and that it's a precious commodity, and it unites us, and we all need water, and that we are all also subject to the Earth's power with water, with natural disasters, with these types of events. Now, this was not a natural disaster, but there's a unification around the water and how the oceans are a vital part of our experience here, and the importance of understanding what can make us feel powerless in a sense, right? How nature is bigger than us, how so many things are bigger than us, and I'm just getting these visuals of water coming through, as if like, and then the water of the tears and the water of connection. And so what I'm feeling really strongly here is that these souls chose to have this be a departure as a message to the world to remember our connections, our time on Earth is precious, our time with the Earth is precious, and that we need to rise above the daily petty things. And, you know, this pertains to the previous question from Kim. It's like, who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to tell I love you? Who do you need to show compassion to? Tomorrow is all you have. If tomorrow is your last day, what do you need to do to be at peace? And that's one of the messages here. It's the reminder about how lucky we are, how absolutely lucky and gifted we are. Another sole purpose for this fairy disaster was to help heal South Korea. Many of these souls have soul contract with the country and with the region. So helping unite Korea, and then also helping to heal some of the other energies and power struggles in the region. And again, uniting people and uniting as parents, uniting as fellow citizens of the planet, rising above legal or political issues, So there are a few significant layers here. And again, this is, of course, from the spiritual perspective. And how it plays out is always interesting because every person has free will. And so it's interesting because there was a lot of anger at the captain, choices he made and decisions he made. And so, you know, he has his own soul contract with this issue. But that is a person who also needs forgiveness. He needs forgiveness. And so can people do that? Can we rise above that to, again, understand that we're all here on the planet learning, growing, healing, and can we forgive each other? So there are quite a few dynamics, as is typical for these international issues. And if you can just continue to keep the parents and the country and the region in your prayers, in your meditation practice, in sending peace, that will contribute and help. But always keep in mind that there is a bigger purpose for everything and that there's a lot of gifts in this situation. So I hope that helps you, David, and thank you for asking that great question. Okay, so let's move on here to the next question, which is, I don't think the Cardinal Grand Cross was a big deal in my life. Why is that? Okay, great question. So this is an astrology question, and the Cardinal Grand Cross was the astrological configuration of four different planets lining up in a cross formation. And what the energy does is it creates a very dynamic push-pull. It can create confusion and some inaction, not knowing what to do, where to go, what choice to make. It's quite big and dynamic with the four planets that were involved, and this was exact about a week ago, so March 20th to the 24th. And the Cardinal Grand Cross is something that astrologers have been talking about for a few years, and for it to be happening in our lifetime is a really big deal. So I want to make sure that that is clear, that this is a configuration that won't happen again in our lifetime in the same way. And because it's such a big deal, it's about an overall process that's unfolding, overall changes that are happening over time. And it's rarely something happens right at the exact moment. It's more about a bigger evolutionary cycle, progressive changes being made, dynamic things happening. The Cardinal Grand Cross is a collective of energies that will continue to unfold throughout 2014 into 2015, and it isn't just one event. It's multiple events. It's how you are growing and changing in your life. It's your impetus for wanting change. It's watching change unfold in the Ukraine or between the U.S. and Russia. It's looking at how things are changing in politics, in economics, in society, in different cultures. It's widespread. And so if it wasn't a big deal in your life, it could be that the Cardinal Grand Cross wasn't working with your particular natal chart in a significant way. The four planets were at 13 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And so if in your astrology chart you have planets or key points between 11 and 14 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, then you probably felt and have been feeling significant changes unfolding. If you do not have those points in your chart, you're still feeling it because it's global. But you are someone who's probably maintaining an energy right now, meaning you're providing stability and you're providing grounding for all the changes that are unfolding. So you're contributing in a different way, but at the same time, you're a part of it because we're all connected right now in the grand changes that are happening on the planet. So I guess I want to get your focus away from one specific event happening, but instead open you up to the fact that many events are unfolding as we move into a whole new phase on the planet. You know, there's some really big changes happening behind the scenes and in front of our eyes. So we are all a part of this. Everyone on the planet is contributing in some way. And with your level of consciousness, hopefully you are directing your energy towards those higher expressions of love, peace, compassion, forgiveness, joy, in any way that you can. Absolutely any way that you can. So thank you for asking, because I understand if you thought something big was going to happen, but again, it's not just one big event. It's more about a grand evolutionary process that's underway. Now, I do want to address the fact that if you do have big changes happening and you're feeling it, know that this is meant to take you to new places in your life. It's meant to bring you forward. It's time for change, for new initiations, for beginnings. And if it's not clear to you yet what those are, I think it's going to be clear later in May. Okay, so if you can just hold on for a few more weeks, specifically after May 19th, that is when Mars and Libra will go direct and action will be clearer and easier to follow through on. Okay, and then one more question here for this month. This one's from Carolyn, and she asks, what does it mean when my body starts rocking during meditation? And that's just such a great question, because I've had this happen myself. I don't know if you have, but sometimes when the energies are so big, you can feel this uncontrollable or involuntary movement. And it can be forward and backwards. It can be side to side. But it's essentially the energy coming through, and you are clearing out blocks and blockages. You are moving energy that is stuck or stale. So it's essentially a clearing and a cleaning of energies that are moving through you. You could even feel a warmth or tingling in a certain chakra or a certain part of your body. But the rocking motion is meant to move the energy through. And so in that regard, it's okay to trust it, allow it to happen, allow it to unfold, just go with it, you know, if it's comfortable, of course. But it's working with you. It's working with you as you meditate to release anything that you don't need. And I think it's important to just trust the timing of it. It could be that you feel the rocking motion sometimes more than other times. And it feels like a higher, it's just, again, because it's involuntary, it can feel like it's out of your control, but you can stop if you choose to consciously do so. But it's okay to just allow it to happen and allow it to unfold and to just go with it, because, again, it's working with you. And it can be quite common, which is cool, right? It's something that other people experience and that you can just allow. So that's a great question. Thank you, Carolyn. I'm glad that you asked that, because I think it's something that other people could be experiencing without knowing that it's what it is and why it's happening. So those are all of the awesome questions for this month. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Next week, we're going to have a lovely guest. Erica Elmas is back from consciousparents.org. And Erica is going to share a mini workshop with you to help you tune in to your own messages and energies about being a parent. And she's going to share some more really cool things. So I hope that you can tune in to that show on May 7th. And I'm going to have some more authors in May. So stay tuned, because there's some great people sharing really important messages right now. And I'm excited to introduce and share their works with you. So stay tuned for that upcoming lineup. Thanks for being here, and I wish you a truly beautiful day ahead. I hope that you are ready to meet the month of May with an open heart. And in the meantime, I will see you soon and wish you the very best. Namaste, my friends.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment. For life. This is my moment. I just feel so alive.